something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah.
Look at it. Look at verse 5 again. He talks about the priests who serve on to the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. Oh, I love this verse 6. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises.
Hallelujah.
A more excellent ministry. He says Jesus has obtained a more excellent ministry than Aaron had. A mediator of a better covenant, established upon better promises. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, go back to chapter 9. In verse 12, I just wanted you to notice something. That's why I took you there to chapter 8. Verse 12, chapter 9, same book. Neither by the blood of goats, bulls, goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. By his own blood. The high priest of the Old Testament went in with the blood of bulls, goats, calves. You understand? The blood of animals. But here, Jesus went in with his own blood. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more? You know, once every year, the high priest offered the sacrifice for the errors of the people. We just read it. And so until the day of atonement next year, they were free of all the sins they had committed. But at the end of 1 year, the Bible says there was a remembrance of their sins. God remembered their sins again. He remembered their sins once every year. Oh, but in the new contract, he said, their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more. Hallelujah. For if the blood of bulls, verse 13, and of goats, and the ashes of an heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Hallelujah. Oh, wonderful. And for this cause, oh, Liba Shandalamagis, for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, what that verse is telling you? It's telling you that all the errors that were committed under the first contract, under the first testament, that the blood of Jesus was also for their purification. Even though bulls and goats were slain for them, year after year, year after year, it didn't completely take away sin. Now Jesus came, and all the sins were backdated. Watch, look at it. It says here, and for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, that they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. No wonder Paul says that a righteousness from God has been revealed. He calls it a righteousness. There were different righteousnesses, but he said a righteousness from God has been unveiled, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. A special righteousness from God had come. The Old Testament prophets could only prophesy concerning it. The Bible says as they spoke, they were moved of the Spirit, but didn't understand what they were saying. The great men of old didn't understand it. This special righteousness, that not even Abraham had it. What he had was a legal righteousness. The Bible says Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. The righteousness that we have, brothers and sisters, is not a legal righteousness. I will explain it to you. Oh, if the whole world would hear this. Listen, the righteousness that we have been given in Christ Jesus is not a legal righteousness. Can I tell you about it? You know, when we study justification is that you have been declared not guilty. There are several things that you need to understand about Jesus and what he fulfilled. And to understand that, you have to find out what Jesus is called. What are his names? Then you will understand. Remember, he's our apostle. The Bible says he is. He's our high priest. He's our captain. He's our ruler. He's our king. Are you hearing me? He's the Lamb. The Lamb of God. As you study who Jesus is, it'll become clear to you what he might have done. Because he fulfilled several different things at the same time. Okay. The Bible says, being therefore justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. What does that mean? Why are we justified by faith? To be justified means to be declared not guilty. Many of us have never understood it. Why? Why are you declared not guilty? Somebody said, because Jesus died for you. No. That is the legal aspect of justification. But you need to know who was holding you guilty. Listen. Jesus brought salvation to the Jews and salvation to the world. And we need to understand the two of them. Those who broke the law were condemned by the law. And so they became guilty before God. The Gentiles did not break the law. What was their problem? They had no law. They had no law. They were condemned by the simple choice of God. He chose a people from the world and left them in their darkness and gave the law to the Jews. But they broke the law. And now God, wanting to save both of them, he says, Jesus Christ was made a curse. Now, Paul's language is sometimes not clearly understood by many people, because it says that Christ hath redeemed us. Galatians 3:13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Who was he talking about? He redeemed us, the Jews, from the curse of the law, because the Gentiles were never under the curse of the law, because they had no law. So he redeemed the Jews from the curse of the law, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Now, because they were redeemed from the curse of the law, they were free from the condemnation of the law. Therefore, both they and the Gentiles who had no law, who were also a condemned people, because God, by his choice, look at this, he said, Esau have I hated, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Simple language. In other words, God chose Jacob. He did not choose Esau. And what happened to Esau? Look at his life. He became profane. From before they were born, God said, the elder one shall serve the younger.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is the continuation of the message, the priestly ministry of a believer.
Hallelujah.
It was his choice. You say, why did he do it? The Bible says, shut up. That's what it says. Have you not read it? He says, shut up. I'm just summarizing it. He says, who are you to reply against God? That's what he says. He says, it's God's choice. See, when you study the Bible, it was not given to you to question God. It was given to you to inform you. Not to question him. Hallelujah. Okay, so he redeemed the Jews. He set them free from the broken covenant, from the curse of the broken covenant. When he set them free, salvation became available. All right? Now, when you read that we are justified, it is not because we were set free from sin. I want you to understand it. It is not that we were set free from sin that justified us. Oh. Turn to the book of Romans. This is not the area tonight, but I just want to maybe add something for your coming, all right? Since you came, let me give you something extra. Ho, 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 ha, 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 he, 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 ho, he, ho, 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 ho. I would like to read it from chapter 4 into chapter 5 so you get the picture. From verse, so you can see, all right, come on with me. From verse 20, he's talking about chapter 4, from verse 20, he's talking about Abraham here. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Did you see that? That's the legal imputation of righteousness. And I want you to follow it. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Who's he talking about? For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Are you following this now? What's the legal argument? And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Watch this, verse 20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. What is it now telling you? There was already an offense before the law. Okay? So here he's not dealing with setting people free because of the broken law, neither because of our sins. Why? He says death passed upon all men. One man sinned, and death passed upon every man. So, our righteousness, our justification, is not because we have now been set free from our sins. Look, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. What's it telling you? Your justification is because of the life of Christ. You are not the man. Oh. Listen to this. When the man believed in Jesus Christ, when he believed in Jesus Christ as Lord of his life and as a Savior He became the man that Jesus died for. Are you following this? So the man died in Christ. That was enough. We could have all gone to heaven. That was enough. After Jesus died for us, and we believe that he died for us, it was enough to take us to heaven. He had paid. Because he died for us and went to hell. That was enough. But he didn't stop there. That would have set us free. They would have been what? Saved by grace. Are you following this? But he didn't stop there. He says, he was delivered for our offenses. I read that to you. And raised for our justification. Huh? Isn't that telling you something? He didn't say he was delivered for our justification. He was delivered on account of our offenses. Our justification didn't come because he was delivered. That was enough to set us free. That set us free. But that is not justification. The idea of justification that the Bible presents means not guilty. It doesn't mean forgiven. It means not guilty. You don't understand. When he tells you about justification here, he's not saying, okay, this man has paid for him, so he's free. No! Justification means this man did not sin. Why? How could God claim that I didn't sin? How? Because a man that didn't sin was called sin. If it was righteous for God to condemn a righteous man on account of myself, it became automatically righteous for God to declare a man who had sinned righteous. How? How? They said he was delivered for our offenses. Raised for our justification. What is it? What does it mean, raised for our justification? Was he raised alone? No. What do you mean by raised for our justification? Somebody says he was raised so that he can prove our justification. No. He was raised for our justification. Why? What do you mean? He was raised, not alone. The Bible says when he was raised up, we were raised together with him. When he was raised, he was born again. He was a new man. So we also, being raised together with him, came back to life, new creations in Christ Jesus. So you are not the man that was condemned in sin. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. This was what the Jew could not understand. This was why they fought Paul over and over again. They couldn't understand it. They wanted the washings to continue. They wanted to see themselves as sinners saved by grace. But Paul said, no. This is not the continuation of the old. He says, you are a new person. He says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. A new creation. Can you see yourself as a new creation? And do you know, this new creation doesn't live. Anyway, you know what? We are growing. I said we are growing. We will continue to grow. Amen. And we'll be learning, and moving forward. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Kumba, Loveld Auditorium, behind Regal Hotel, Bew Road, Kumba. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays for Bible study, 5:30 p.m., and Fridays for prayer meetings, 5:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 6830-12364 or 6506-694-80 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.